This guy's an HOFer, Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores. Joseph, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Practice starts today. And a story in this morning's Tennessean about Mackenzie Adams. It's been an interesting career for him, hasn't it? When you think about the battles he's gone through to try to be the number one quarterback, coming off the bench, playing some big games. It's been quite the ride for him as he goes into his senior year.
It has been an up-and-down ride. He's certainly made some great plays in some great situations. Fans will always remember, you know, the coming off the bench against Auburn last year, and, you know, winning against South Carolina. And he's been sort of, unfortunately, a lot of his success has come in that bench role to where a lot of fans kind of hope that that continues, because he seems to bring such a spark in when he does that. I know he wants to be the starter. And I know he's got a great shot to be going into camp. You know, Jimmy Kaiser talks about him, the quarterback's coach, and talks about he's just got to be a little more consistent. It can't be a great play followed by a bad play. You know, it's got to be consistent play. So that's what they're going to be looking for out of him through the course of this preseason camp. Larry Smith is going to battle for the job, and Jared Funk is going to be in there as well. And I don't know when, if they've got a timetable set on when they want to make a decision, if they want to make an announcement at all. You know, you would think that they would like to, by that week before the season begins, be able to tell the guys, okay, you're going to start on Saturday, and so they can go through the whole week preparing as the starter. But usually, if you're at practice, you can pretty much tell who's going to get the call, even if nothing is said publicly. It'll be interesting. I know Mac's ready to compete for it, and we'll see how it goes. It's kind of, when you think about it, it's a pleasant problem to have two or three guys battling for that spot.
Joe, speaking of battles, how intriguing is sort of the showdown between Jamie Graham and Casey Hayward for that cornerback spot vacated by DJ Moore?
It is interesting, and I think I mentioned the other day, one of the other factors that comes into this is, you know, you've got guys that are battling for that starting corner spot, but you've also got guys battling for that nickel spot, and that's a very important spot to have in the defense. So, you know, it may be one of those situations where one guy gets the corner, one guy gets the nickel, and that's okay because they're going to be in the lineup a lot either way. The other spot that Jamie, I think, is going to be battling for some is maybe in the return game. I think that's going to be one of the areas, too, that's got to be solidified in this preseason practice. You know, Alex Washington's going to be in the mix, so will Jamie. And who knows who else might get into that mix as well, guys who are going to kick and punt return. Certainly Jamie has an opportunity to do that, and we all know he's probably got an opportunity to show up on the offensive side of the ball on occasion as well. So I hope he's in really good shape, because I get a feeling he's going to get a lot of work here the next 3 or 4 weeks.
What's the schedule like for this weekend?
Well, it's pretty calm and pretty constant this week. They sort of ease into things. Meetings during the course of the day. They'll practice at 6 o'clock on Friday and Saturday, and Sunday sort of starting to get into the scheme of things. No pads those first days. That's mandated by the NCAA. Then they'll put the pads on early next week. They'll have a couple of two-a-days through the course of next week, and probably a scrimmage sometime maybe next weekend, just sort of working their way through this methodically. 29 practices scheduled before that first game. That's how many you're allowed. Whether they'll use all 29 or not remains to be seen. Unfortunately, Bobby and this staff have to already start thinking about making sure guys have as fresh a legs as possible, knowing they've got 12 weeks with no open date. So I think they're going to be in a situation where if they feel good with the work they're getting out of the guys, you know, they're productive, they're active, they're attentive, I think you could see them cut back some practices.
Stay hydrated, Joe.
We're going to do it.
All right.
See you.